This week, we answer a question from Midard Luck. Midard writes, "Give the difference between to tell and to say." Dear Midard, to tell and to say both describe a person communicating with others. To understand the difference between the two, consider the words right after tell and say. In general, the word right after tell describes whom the speaker is talking to. The words right after say describe what the speaker is saying. Let us look at tell first. Imagine you have a plan that you do not want anyone else to know. When your parents ask you what you are doing tonight, you tell them a lie. But later, you tell your sister your secret. In these examples, the listeners are them and your sister. They are identified right after the word tell. It would not be correct to write, "You say your parents a lie," or "You say your sister a secret." If you want to use the word say correctly, try writing the information the speaker is communicating. For example, when you talk to your sister, you say that you are leaving the house after dark. You add, "Don't say anything to mom and dad." Here, say is followed by the words that and anything. These words commonly follow the word say along with where, when, something, and to. Lines of dialogue also often come after say. Here are some other examples to help you practice. Imagine that one day after work, you meet some friends for a meal. When your first friend arrives at the restaurant, she is very unhappy. "Tell me what is wrong," you urge. She says, "My coworker told me I talk too loudly." He says to be more quiet. You answer, "That wasn't very nice. Say where I can meet him and I will talk to him." A little later, another friend joins you at the restaurant. He tells you how happy he is, so you ask why. He says, "I took the bus here and the payment machine was broken, so the driver said all rides are free." "He told you that?" you answer. "That was nice of him." Then a third friend arrives at the restaurant. She says that she has some very big news. "Just say when you are ready to hear it," she jokes. "Tell us," the group shouts. She says, "I'm 6 months pregnant." "6 months," you answer. "Why didn't you say something sooner?" She says, "I wanted to tell you all at the same time. I was waiting for us to get together." Do you see the pattern? Tell is almost always followed by a word identifying the listener. And say is almost always followed by the words the speaker is saying. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Pete Musto.